up in the morning, and when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory. Woo, thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, let us lift up our hands and praise the Lord. And thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His love. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Lift up our hearts and praise the Lord. Oh, let us lift up our hearts and praise the Lord. And thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His love. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Lift up our hearts and praise the Lord. Oh, let us lift up our hands and praise the Lord. And thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His love. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. So lift up our hands and praise the Lord.
Lift up our hands and praise the Lord. Oh, let us lift up our hands.
Lord.
I'm thankful today that God has allowed us to be in his house once again. And Thanksgiving season is kind of behind us somewhat, but I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. And I was asking Josh, did he eat anything Thanksgiving? Said he ate a few things. So it's we're blessed people. We were singing about that just a bit ago, that I am blessed. I'm sure you feel that way. I hope you do. You are blessed, and we are blessed people to not just be living. You know, we can count our daily living, our natural life, but we are also blessed to have spiritual life and to be able to hear God's word and not just hear it on the surface level, but we'll be able to hear it deeper than a lot of people. So we're blessed in a lot of ways, and to be able to have a better understanding, to get a better insight on what God is, what his plans are. Sometimes, you know, you get concerned about things and what's going on in the world, but if we can just give it a, you know, like Will Smith was saying this morning, if we can just die out to this world and begin to live for God more, you know, that's the whole, you know, then the things of this world won't bother you as much. I was reading, saw in the paper or something where this older couple lost their house burned. This man, like his name is, I can't remember, the woman was in her 80s or something. But the reporters that was there were so impressed with their attitude. You know, they had lost everything, but they had the best attitude about it. You know, they was not even, you know, like it, you know, I'm sure they missed their belongings, but, you know, it's good to be able to get your attitude right about things, you know, get just material things. You know, you can lose material things in this world, and but if you got your life, and if you, especially if you got God in your life, you know, that's even better. So I thought that was so wonderful to be able to read that about them, and to know that, you know, they didn't mention God in the article, but you know, surely God had his hand on their lives, and I was just thinking about that. And, you know, that's the most important. I don't want to lose sight of the things of God. In this world, you can get so carried away with things and just possessions and all these kind of things, but I don't want to lose sight of God, and I don't want to lose sight of what the Lord is doing and the insight that he's given me to be able to see what he is doing, and to have as much as I see what God is doing. I want to count that very highly. I want to keep it before my eyes, and like, you know, to have a better understanding. Brother Smith was talking in Bible study this morning, and he was talking about, you know, being dead to this world and all these things, and if you have a better, the better you understand God and his plan. You're like Job, you know, he told made a statement in one of his books, told God to hide him in the grave. You know, he wasn't afraid of the grave. You know, he was saying, hide me in the grave until thy wrath is past. You know, you know, when you begin to look at God, when we begin to get our lives in line with God and begin to let God be the main focus in our life, then even death is not a real threat to us. You know, death is terrible, but it's not a threat to God. Nothing is, and is a threat to God. And that's the, when we begin to understand that better, begin to understand that ourselves, we can deal with it better. You can be able to approach things of this world, you know, that comes up on us and that we encounter in this world. We can deal with it better. We can not, you know, fret. You know, Book of Psalm, I believe, said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." You know, you can look around and see people seem like prospering all around you. They're not seeming to be worried about things, but you know, just you know. Even another psalm where Jesus, I think it was Jesus, was talking about, he was kind of getting looking at the wicked and how they was prospering, they weren't having any problems, but God let him see when he said until he went into the sanctuary of God, he saw their end. You know, he saw they was in slippery places. They just didn't know it. You know, what Jesus saw about the wicked was they walk in slippery places. You know, they don't even know that. You know, but he understood. And once he understood, they're in. Then their ways, whatever they was doing, it didn't look like that was a better way to him. I mean, he could see this is not the way to live. He saw that. So when I began to see that, begin to get close enough to the Lord to where I can see the end of the wicked. You know, that kind of life is nothing good about that at all. It definitely doesn't end good. So we want to keep our eyes on the Lord and live for him. Even the hard things in life is easier with God. You know, the hardest thing you can imagine that's going to come against you in this life is easier when you're serving God. That don't mean it's not hard, but it's just easier. God can help you to get through it. You know, it's not that we're gonna go through this life, sail through this life without any problems. That's not what he's saying. But we can go through this life and face our problems. You know, not alone, with God's help. And I'm so thankful today that we're here to hear his word and to worship him, come to his house. A worship here today, and we can bring our supplications, our needs, and everything to the Lord, and knowing that he understands. You know, he understands. You know, that's what you would read in Hebrew, how it talks about Jesus. You know, he's our high priest, and he's our the one that we, because he understood. He was subject to all these things that we're subject to. So he lived this way. He understands. So when we pray to him, he knows what we're going through. He understands our heartaches and our problems and our whatever that may be getting you down. You know, that sometimes things in this life get to be overwhelming, like you almost can't see through it. You know, you can't see your way through it. But Jesus understands. He understands all our problems. I was thinking the other day about, you know, some things going on, and I look at it, you know, when I was in the military, like when they would have us out running, because they didn't explain to you how long you're gonna run, how far you're going, all that. You just did what they told you to do, and they tell you to get all the commands. But anyway, yeah, double time mark, that's running. But anyway, and you may have all your field gear on, you know, so like a backpack and a rifle and boots. You ever running boots? Not too much fun, but anyway, you're running, and you don't. And this, I'm just speaking from my own point of view. I remember running and with all this gear on, not knowing how long you're gonna be running, and you feel like you can't, you know, you're just tired. You can't go another step farther. But you know what? I went another step farther. I thought I couldn't go another step farther. So I just thank in the Lord, you know, and this get that way in life sometimes. You're going through something, you seem like, Lord, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. But I believe God can help you to go another step further. You might not think you can. But I believe when, because sometimes somebody will say, how did you get through that? God help. Only God knows how I got through it, because I didn't know how I was going to get through this. So that's why I like to lean on the Lord and begin to trust him, because I believe he can help us. He can help every need, every situation. It doesn't matter. I was reading something, just caught my eye. I was reading this about, I don't know, I was trying to put my shoes on or something. But anyway, I was reading this article about this the marriage. This lady and her husband were having problems with the marriage, and she was said we was married, and something about being in the will of God. But anyway, of course, he wasn't doing right, and he left. And anyway, she was trusting God for him through all this time, said that God put us together, and she was trusting him, God, the whole time. It went on for a year or so. But anyway, she trusted God and leaned on the Lord till he finally came back. And she was saying that had she listened to her friends, they were saying, oh, he's no good. Don't leave him. Don't go to get a lawyer and get everything you can out of him, you know, and all this. But she was saying, God put us together. And I was just saying, you know, it's so amazing. You know, you just, if you can see how that, you know, we begin to trust God and put our lives in his hand. And that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, I'm not saying it's easy. But I believe if the more that we learn how to trust the Lord and put our lives in his hands, you know, let him have our life. You know, just when you get to a point where you don't know what to do, don't understand what to do, begin to call on the Lord. Begin to call on him and ask him to help you through this situation. And I believe God will help you. That's been my confidence in God, is that he'll help you. So let's pray today. I don't know if you want to go ahead and have prayer. Pray for God's people and the needs. I know Brother McGowan, I understand he's sick today. So remember him, Dave, and Gail Riley. They're not here, yeah. They're sick today. So remember Brother Dave and Sister Gail. I spoke with Sister Ratliff. Remember that need, Brother Keith. Okay. All right. Remember his children, and then Brother and Sister Dotson. Pray for them today. Sister Linda. All right. Okay, Sister Wilkins and Sister Bunny Dodge. And then you have two unspoken requests. All right, Sister Angie. Your brother David. All right. All right, remember Sister Angie's brother David and her also brother Sean. Right, Sean? All right, Sister Fulton. Yes, thank you. All right. Very good. Very good. Sister Abraham. All right. Remember those needs, Sister Abraham, Sister Brother Stewart. All right, remember Brother and Sister Weaver and Brother Daniels. Pray for them. All right.
Brother Ron Johnson's out of town. Right. Brother Painter, the Painter family's out of town. Doug York, they're out of town. They'll be back this evening. Aunt Susie's coming to visit for about a week or two.
All right.
And
okay.
Then who am I missing? Brother and Sister Oates are out of town.
Out of town. Y'all can hear all
I think
that.
There's more, but I'm
several
not.
People out of town.
Several are out today, mm-hmm. Yes. So. Remember, it's good to have Brother and Sister Durham here.
Yes,
they're permanent members of the Full Gospel Church, First Gospel Church now.
Little Rockins?
Yeah, Little Rockins.
All right.
Pray that they get jobs.
Right, exactly. Ma'am? Sister Rice?
Yes.
Pray for her. She called? Sister Rice is sick. Remember, pray for her. Sister Brenda. Yes. Yes. Yes, that's a member, Brother David Hutchison, Sister York. His son Josh Scott. Okay. Okay, remember Sister York's son, grandson, son and grandson, the brother. Remember these needs today and pray that God can touch them and do something, you know, in their lives and encourage them, lift them up. Any other requests? Good to see Brother Shelby and his friend here today. Brother Johnson's out of town, so they're here. So good to have them. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and stand and take these needs to the Lord, and I guess we're going to do that. And ask that God will help his people and their needs today. Lord, we thank you. Lord, you've helped us to be
there.
Lord, oh God, that you can help our every need. Jesus. Precious Savior, thank you, Lord. Each request.
Hallelujah.
Each need. Lord, help us in our hearts to reach out to you. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Jesus. Oh, yes, help us. Amen. Let your Lord help each one of these. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Get that.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I don't want to be the first, but I definitely don't want to be the last because I might not make it in. But I do want to stand and say how much I'm glad I'm here. And I'm here to have someone to tell me his name again. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to worship Jesus, and I'm here because he loved me, and that I realize that I've got such a sinful nature is that I need help. I realize that. And so I was thinking about a puzzle. You ever get a puzzle that we used to put puzzles together when I was a kid? We hadn't done it so much lately, a long time, but I remember getting a puzzle that all I had was just pictures of popcorn on it. And that's all it was just popcorn. And how hard that puzzle was to put together. And that's kind of the way it is in here. The minister gets up and they kind of know how to put a puzzle together. Because you can sit and they'll paint a picture for you. They'll talk about a section, you know, and they'll help paint the whole picture. And I'm sure there's little pieces here and there that haven't got quite right, but so far everything I've heard was good. And because a lot of the religious world don't have a clue of what's going on. I'm glad that God brought me this way. I really am. I'm so thankful for that. I want to let God know that open my ears and help me to hear. But not only that, just to obey His Spirit. You know, that's what it means. Just to be obedient. You know, I want to become obedient. Stick an awl in my ear and nail me to the barnyard door and don't let me leave, because I want to stay in this. I want God to keep me in this and you know, build a hedge around me and keep me. You may have to put thorns in that hedge to keep me from running through it. You know, I remember Brother Al and I, sometimes we worked for Brother Smith, and we'd chase these old cows sometimes, them little, they were so mean and wild, you'd have to have a 10-foot-high fence for some of them, but we finally got them corralled, and, you know, I thought, they've got the same spirit as I do. You get nervous and scared, and you want to run. And I remember one time, I thought, man, I've had enough of this. I've had all I can stand of this. I'm leaving this deal. So I had a little old boat. I thought, well, I'm going fishing. So I got my boat out on the lake, and boy, I was buzzing across the lake. I thought, man, here, and I was catching some fish. And so pretty soon my boat, I looked back and I didn't have a motor. I looked back and I thought, you know, I had a motor back here at one time. But I looked back and I looked down and I went back and I seen bubbles coming back to the outside. My motor fell off. And I was out in the middle of the lake, nowhere, on Sunday. And I just happened to reach down and grab the cables that went to it, and I was holding it up. But it had collected so much water up inside that motor that I couldn't lift it back inside. I just didn't have enough ump to get it back in there. And these guys, they were just buzzing across here and there, and I was hollering, help, help. And they just act like they didn't even see me. I thought, man, I'm in a pickle now. How am I going to get out of here? Well, there was some old man and woman come by and help me put it back in there. And they tied a rope on it and pulled it back to the bank for me, and I loaded it back up and took and cleaned it out and got it all started up again. But you know, that learned me something. Man, don't run. Let God work on your life. Let Him work on you, because he was telling me things. Say, look, you don't need to be out here. You need to be in church. You need to be there and listening and letting God deal with your life. You can do this some other time. You know, it wasn't that he didn't want me to go fishing, but it was just that he wanted me at a certain time to start listening to him and to let me know that he loved me, but he didn't like what I was trying to do, and that was to run. And I've been trying to let that, I've been trying to work on my life and not run. Just go ahead and let God work on me and in his dealings with me, and say, God, if I need a whooping, I guess I'll get a whooping, you know. And I know sometimes he'll send you out to get the switch. I know my mother would do that. She'd send you out to get the switch. But if you got a little old bitty switch, it wasn't very big, buddy, you was in trouble. But, you know, sometimes we need a whooping, but other times he loves us. He wants to love us, and he wants to we're back up again. Well, I'll just say I appreciate being here, and I'll sit down so before this battery runs out. But I love God, don't you? And I'm glad I'm here. I am glad I'm here. So tell me his name again. That's what I want to hear, is his name, because it means something to me. It means that there's life in that, and there's life in that Holy Ghost feeling down in your heart. When that gets down in there, there's love there, and there's love for your brothers and sisters. And so let God work on my life. Let him get reached way down in there and deal with my heart, and help me, God, to submit to that love that he's got for me. Because that's all I see is the love of God towards me. Because God has blessed me so much in everything that I can see what he's done with my life. He's blessed me. He's been good to me. He's whipped me a number of times, but he's been good to me. And that's all I can say about God. He loves us. And he's good to us. He blesses us. And he wants to bless us more. And so I'm glad I'm here today. I'm glad I'm feeling the Spirit of God. And I'm glad that God is here with us today. So I love him.
I wonder if anybody's feeling the song right here. If you're not, I might feel one for somebody. Knows it, well, maybe they'll sing it for us. Hallelujah. Thank you.
the clouds away. Turn the darkness into day. I'm so glad I now can say, love will roll the clouds away. Love will roll the clouds away. Turn the darkness into day. I'm so glad I now can say, love will roll the clouds away. As along life's way you go, clouds may hide the light of day. Have no fear, for friend, you know, love will roll the clouds away. Love will roll. Each time you pray, lift your voice in happy song. Love will roll the clouds away. Oh, love will roll the clouds away.
Today, I just want to also reflect to what Brother Tally said earlier about, you know, when you're down and when you're, you know, just Well, you know what you said. I can't speak word by word, but you know, just hear this. And a couple weeks ago or so, some of my family, you know, were talking about church, and they said, "Well, I don't go to church. I don't have to go to church. I still love God. I still can praise Him at the house. I don't, you know, this and that." And I didn't, you know, I don't want to argue with nobody, and I just said, "Okay, you know, everybody to each his own." And I thought, but that's okay for you, but for me, I need God's people. I need, if today, if I hadn't been here, because I was lower than dirt today. I mean, that's how I felt. I just let everything just keep on piling on me, and usually I go up for prayer, but I said, "Lord, I'm just going to sit right here. I'm going to let you touch me. I'm going to, you know, just give it all to you. Because you're in control. You know what's good for me and what's going on. And I'm not going to complain." And I haven't. But I, you know, sometimes I just, you know, so, oh, God, everything gets so heavy. And so, and here, you know, I didn't know at the time who it was, but God sent his two sisters to me. And I just felt the love. And I felt my troubles just roll away. And I just felt a peace that I was asking God for today. I wanted a peace. I just wanted some relief. And I got it. And that's why there's no way that I could ever make it without God and His people. His people make the church. And I need the church. I don't care if they don't need it, but I need it. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this church. I thank God every day for bringing us together. I used to say, "Thank you, God, for the Republic people." I don't say that no more. I said, "Thank you, Lord, for all the saints, for bringing us together, for having each one of us there to love and share our blessings and our troubles, everything." Because every testimony that here in the last few weeks, oh, my goodness, they really have lifted me up and helped me. And I'm not glorifying that you're going through things, because I know everybody's going through something, but it just lets me know that if you can do it, I can do it. And I'm here for the long haul, you know, whatever it takes. I keep saying that, you know, to myself, whatever it takes, Lord, you know, I'm here. You got to kick me out, because I ain't leaving. And I just appreciate Brother Smith and Brother Weiniger for having patience with me and putting up with me. And I love each one of y'all, and I really appreciate your prayers.
Thankful today. Appreciate the Lord. I feel the Lord today, and I thought I'd have rid of this cane by now, but I got to feeling better this past week, and I thought I could go without it, so I tried it that day, and I shouldn't have done that. I just turned it a little wrong, put the weight on it some way, and it set me back. So I'm really having a hard time getting this right foot to get where there's no pain. And anyway, pray for me. I'm thankful today for God's goodness to us, and His grace. And I appreciate this time of year. You know, I'm glad that our nation has, I'm thankful for this nation. God's chose this nation for His work, and even though from time to time I have to paint a not so good a picture of, you know, our condition, at the same time, I'm not unaware that this is God's doing, this nation, as God calls this nation to come into existence, and he's blessed it in a great way. And the gospel has been sown here, and the righteousness that's been deposited in lives. Just my wife and I was just talking last night about our families, how we was raised up, you know. Even though she wasn't really raised in a church family, you could tell if you studied it that she had God-fearing people in her ancestry that is passed down. Her parents had good principles, Christian righteous principles that were, you know, we call it, you know, a lot of time you hear people talking and say, I come from the old school. Well, this country had so much of the Word of God deposited in it that it planted principles in people's lives. And, you know, when you go back and read different letters that were written by our presidents, especially during wartime, they always petitioned the people to pray that God would touch our country and bless our soldiers at war. And they were God-fearing men, and we have to be a people that's thankful. I was glad last week that it came to my mind to play that audio of the Star-Spangled Banner and the little story that gave the setting of how that song was written. And it caused something to rise up in our hearts to help us to realize that God has done a great work in establishing the United States of America for the restoration of the church. I don't know how many people ever think about it, but I think it's a profound thing to realize that that this world wouldn't even be in existence anymore if it wasn't for God's people. If God didn't have people that believed, if God didn't have people he could work in and complete his purpose for creation, he would already judge this. In fact, when God gets finished with his people, gathers all of his people, saves everyone that he can save, he's going to destroy the rest of it. And there won't be anything left but the people of God. And so we have to realize that what's going on right now is for the purpose of God to be accomplished. And to have been born and raised in the United States of America, saints, we are among the most blessed people on the face of the earth today. That God would give us this kind of blessing, that we could hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that we weren't born somewhere where they don't even mention his name. Brother Jerry York said, somebody tell me his name again. Somebody talk about this Jesus. Somebody keep this hope alive in my life. Well, we're blessed because and we ought to be thankful. I was reading a book recently of Brother Joel Hempfield. That he's, of course, he came out of the oneness movement and had always been taught that there's just one God, and he's manifested in three different ways, and he's omnipotent in the spirit, and then he is God the Father, creator of everything, and then that he also, they teach that he's also his own son. He came here on earth and manifested himself in the flesh and called himself the Son of God. Of course, we don't believe that way, but anyway, that, you know, you believe generally what you was raised up to believe. But he's got a new revelation that God and Jesus are not the same person. And it's caused him a lot of suffering among the people that he was raised up